Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got our good buddy Brian Moran back on the show. Brian is the president of Viracle Media Group. It's an organization that produces and publishes important information for small businesses like you and like me. And he's one of the smartest guys I know in small business and our good friend, Brian Moran. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always good to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. Brian, of course, the big news in today is that something happened in Washington yesterday, late last night, that is probably going – it probably wouldn't be too hyperbolic to say that it's going – that if it is allowed to stand and if it continues as I think it will – it will probably change the world, a vote that changed the world. And that was the 219 to 212 vote in favor in the House of Representatives of the United States Congress of approving what is come to be called Obamacare. And that's the ultimate, probably the ultimate nationalization of the American healthcare system. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you in that it is transformational. What's interesting about it is, and I followed it all yesterday, I've been following it for a while, but that really this wouldn't have passed if there wasn't that last-minute negotiation with Bart, Congressman Stupak's group,
right,
where they agreed to a presidential amendment on
executive order.
Executive order for the federal funds going towards abortions.
Right.
If they hadn't done that, this bill would have been defeated.
Congressman Bart Stupak from, was it Pennsylvania?
Michigan.
Pennsylvania. Michigan? I thought it was Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh area. Anyway, Congressman Stupak led a group of pro-life Democrats and who did not like the language that was in the Senate bill. And as Brian said, the president had to agree to give them an executive order and see, Brian, when I made my predictions for 2010, the first of the year, the end of December of 2009, one of the things I predicted was that the health care bill would pass and the president would sign it. Those were my exact predictions and words in the predictions. And the reason that I believed that he – and that was before Scott Brown's election in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
I still believed that they would pass it because – the power of the president to manipulate things, any president, to manipulate things, the bully pulpit, the things that the president can do if they want it bad enough is amazing. And this executive order that the president agreed to at the last minute to get the pro-lifers to agree to make them comfortable that there would not be federal funding for abortion, as you say, that put it over the edge.
What's interesting is, too, you can always pull that executive order. You know, that
executive order is one man's statement that can
right,
be that, rescinded
that can be
by
pulled,
the next man
that can
or
be
woman
pulled at any time. I think getting back to you know what small business owners can take away from this, not only in the bill itself, but the way it was pushed through, is that it was extremely divisive, and all of the Republicans and 34 of the Democrats voted no on it. So 13, almost 14% of Democrats voted no on this. That's a tough way to lead. You know,
well, think about what's happened. Nothing, as most people know, no other sea changing legislation that America has ever had since in the last 100 or plus years was ever done without some level of bipartisan support.
Right, right. And I think, and again, looking forward, you know, the biggest question that people struggle with, and understand that this bill, there are six versions of this bill. The one I looked at, the last one I looked at, was written in December 2009. It's on my PDF version of it, it's 2,400 pages.
Yeah.
So I don't know how everybody...
And we also know that most of the members of Congress never didn't even get the chance to see what it was in it until the last few days, and we're pretty sure most of them didn't read the thing.
Right. So whether it was, you know, the $100 million going towards the hospital in Connecticut, or the other add-ons that people vote on. But here's the question I think the people...
Hold on. Brian, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you ask that question when we come back. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Brian Moran is our guest. Stay with us.
But like a fool, I went on, whether the right or wrong. At least the mystery is gone. Early one morning, when I got out of bed, yeah, I thought about a happiness, yes, I did.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of good stuff there that will help you with your small business. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Brian Moran is our guest. He's the president of Viracle Media Group, V-I-R-A-C-L-E. Is that right, Brian? Did I spell it right?
V-R-A-L-C-E, right. Viracle.
Okay. V-A-A-C-L-E, right? Viracle.
Vera with and then C-L-E.
Yeah. All right. There you go. And so check it out, folks. And your publication, I'm sorry, which one? Remind me the first one.
Small Business Success.
There you go. That's coming out again this spring.
Right.
And so look for that. And you're going to be at the SBA Small Business Week.
Is it, I am. This year? I'm excited about that. I'm going
to
be
looking forward to seeing you there.
Yep.
Okay, we're talking about the Obamacare that passed yesterday. And you know, I heard my buddy Stephen Moore, who's with the Wall Street Journal, member of our Brain Trust. He said something over the weekend that really, I believe he was the one who said this. Whoever it was added up the future commitments, the unfunded obligations of Social Security and Medicare. And you know how much it was?
I don't.
$90 trillion. $90 trillion. Unfunded obligations of those two entitlements.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that's what the government has done with those two that are so popular, and don't touch everyone. Those two don't touch everyone. Only the retired people, right? Imagine the takeover of our healthcare system, which touches every human being on the planet. How could anybody believe that the government would do that, Brian, and actually be something that would be not only be revenue neutral, but they're saying it's going to save money in the second 10 years. Does anybody believe that, Brian?
Well, you know, it's I talk to small business owners every single day, and this has certainly been on their minds because it's really the fear of the unknown that, you know, they're not reading the 2,400 pages. And so they're asking me. But the one question that keeps coming back is, again, thinking as a business owner, how do we ensure 35 million more people with all of the additional fraud and abuse and misuse that goes on right now? How do we ensure 35 million more people and have health care cost less money? I think that is the fundamental issue that people are struggling with, because it's as if they're saying, you know, how do I add 10 more people to my payroll and have my payroll go down?
This is the kind of talking about numbers and manipulating numbers, double counting revenue and not counting all expenses. This is a kind of number handling that members of Congress have been saying without any sense of shame, without any And either they're stupid, Brian, or they think you and I are that stupid. It's got to be one of the two. I mean, here's another example that everybody's heard, Brian. They're proposing, they're demonstrating what this is costing over the first 10 years, but they're collecting revenue for 10 years, but only paying out expenses for six. Tell me which one of your small business clients, Brian, runs their business like that.
Well, they don't. They wouldn't be in business.
So how would these people talk about that? There's a tsunami that's coming. How could they talk about that with a straight face, Brian?
Well, I believe, and I'm looking at the some of the articles that have been written on it. There's quite a bit that's not going to be kicking in until, 2014, like the shop exchanges where small business owners can pool their assets. But even the CBO has said that they only expect, they expect premiums only to fall by a minimum amount, 1 to 4%, but the actual coverage will rise by about 3%. So, I think for small business owners, this is obviously something that is on their mind. You know, am I going to have to pay taxes on, if I don't offer small business, do I pay a tax penalty into it? You know, those are some of the questions that they ask.
And we don't know what that's going to cost. And see, here's the problem, Brian, for your clients and my audience. I wrote an article about 4 months ago titled "Uncertainty is the Enemy of Jobs, Job Creation." And what you're talking about, what you just said, is all about uncertainty. And so if you and I don't know over the next year or two or three or four what it's really going to cost us to hire an employee, because all this health care, all these laws and the implementation of the health care bill are going to be unfolding. And Brian, they're going to be changing and making adjustments over the next several years, maybe forever. With all of that going on right now, all that uncertainty, you can't tell me that that's going to increase the pace of hiring, which we sorely need to happen in America right now.
Well, what you're talking about is confidence. The lending. When you look at the lending, the spigots haven't been turned back on yet. They haven't been on since December 2007, and that's when the recession first started. It's amazing it's that old, but it's hard to say that the lending spigots have been turned on. And the reason is it's all about confidence. Am I confident that if I lend this money out, that I'll get it back? I'm trying to act in the best interest of the people who are depositing money in my bank. And that's not there. And consumer confidence.
That's right.
Really
consumer confidence, business confidence. I feel like this reminds me of the Carter Malaise days, frankly, back in the 70s, Brian. Hold on to that thought. Brian Moran is our guest, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Brian Moran is our guest. He's the president of Vehicle Media Group. Brian, give us the website, please.
It's smallbusinessedge.com. So for all of the content that we have and information that you need about starting, managing, growing, and even sometimes saving your business, you can find it on smallbusinessedge.com.
So check it out there at Vertical Media Group. And Brian, what are you're advising a lot of small businesses right now as they try to internalize what's going on in our government, what's going on with this healthcare legislation, what's going on across the marketplace out there. Right. What are you telling them to do as you try to help them, get their dauber up and, try to have some kind of confidence in the economy? What are you telling them?
I'm telling them to lead by example. I'm telling them that, focus on the things that you can control. And I don't tell them don't worry about the things that you can't control, but make sure that your focus is on things where you can have a positive outcome. One of the biggest issues we're having right now as a country is a question of confidence. The confidence is not there. And as a business,
why do you think, Why do you think that's the case?
Well, because, obviously the financial spigots haven't been turned on. I think there's a question of, if I make this investment now, will I get the return that I'm expecting a year from now or three years from now? And consumer confidence isn't there.
Do you think businesses are fearful of some of the policies, not just health care, but other policies that could happen from government? Anytime we don't know what something's going to cost us, it makes us pause, doesn't it?
Oh, sure, because you take this step, and if you spend $100 on something and you have no idea whether or not you're going to see that $100 again, it's always going to make you fearful. But I think with business owners, what they need to do, and we advise about a half a dozen clients right now. It's just one of the things that we do. But what I'm telling them is to the ones with a number of employees, they need some sort of security blanket. And they look to you as the CEO of the business to help guide them and tell them that things are going to be okay. I think that's something that small business owners and owners of growing companies need to do. They need to instill confidence in their own employees that they're going to be able to navigate the waters, however choppy they may be, over the next couple of years. If you're still in business, that means you've survived since 2007.
Point, Brian, because this is something that we've talked about on the show before is to look back and say, okay, we still have our doors open. Right. We made it through 08 and 09. We're still in business. That's got to be count for something. Let's just keep doing what we've been doing. Let's keep our head down. Keep focusing on taking care of customers and doing things the right way. And the other thing is, as much as I'm unhappy about this healthcare bill that just passed, this so-called reform bill, it's not reform at all. It's really more about getting control than anything. But as unhappy as I am about it, there have been other things that passed that I was unhappy about, and I continue to march. I continue to operate my business. We're going to have to think about it like that, aren't we?
Yeah, I think that's the key. That great line that Sean Connery had in the movie The Untouchables, telling Kevin Costner as they came one obstacle after the next, he would always say to him, okay, what are you prepared to do now?
Yeah.
Okay, we've just had another obstacle thrown at us. What are we prepared to do now? How will we respond to that? And I really think that that's what business owners need to do. I will tell all your listeners, there's a comment, the Stockdale paradox. Google it. Go on Finding Dulcinea. Check it out. It's Admiral James Stockdale, and he talked about don't let the brutal reality that you're currently facing deter you from that. That in the end, you will prevail.
Stockdale was a prisoner of war.
Right, and I highly recommend people look at that because I think that's what we're going through now. And there's that fear of the unknown about when will we be released from this situation that we're in? When will we be able to return to prosperity? And the fact is, prosperity might not come back for 6 months, 12 months, 18 months.
Right.
You don't know until they turn on the financial spigots and we see what happens. So I think it's imperative that we apply the Stockdale paradox to our businesses. And
sometimes I feel like not to minimize what those guys went through. Sometimes in the marketplace, small business owners feel like we're prisoners of war. Hey, Brian, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure.
And look forward to seeing you real soon. Brian Moran, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, broadcasting live from Orlando, Florida, at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Stay with us. See you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.